Good morning. This morning I learned how to say good morning in Chinese, but I have already forgotten. I am embarrassed. At 82, I don't remember things right now very well. But I remember things that happened 50, 60, or 70 years ago very well. I think that that's part of the problem of aging. But God is full of surprises.
神是一个奇妙的神。
You never know what he's going to do with your life.
他很奇妙的会在我们生命中做一些事。
20 years ago, I could never have predicted that I would be standing here in the Chinese Christian Church in, not Boston, Brookline, Brookline, yeah.
20年前我做梦也不会想到我今天会站在这个讲台上。
But this is God's grace.
真是神的恩典。
And it is God who sustains us.
神支撑我们每一天。
And when he calls, he enables.
当他呼召你的时候他一定给你加能力。
So I'm delighted to be here again this morning with you.
所以我很荣幸今天早晨站在你们中间。
We've been talking together about life when the roof falls in.
我们一直这几天一直在讲房子房顶倒了怎么生活。
And we've also been talking about how we can not just survive, but we can thrive with the power and the presence of God.
我们也讲到在神的大能和同在中我们不仅可以生活而且可以得兴盛。
And this morning from our text, I want to raise one more question.
从今天的经文里我想再给大家提一个问题。
Have any of you ever struggled with prayer?
你们有没有人对祷告挣扎的？
We're told repeatedly that we are to pray and pray often and constantly.
神的话语让我们不断的祷告，不住的祷告。
But sometimes God doesn't do what we have asked for.
但是有的时候就好像神不做我们祷告要做的事。
And we can be very disappointed in God.
所以我们就会对神失望。
And when that happens, we may want to turn away from him.
这时我们或许会远离神。
But when we turn to the Bible for direction in developing a stronger and deeper faith in God,
当我们用要用圣经为引导，让我们的属灵对神的信更加坚定和深入时，
we find we may have to deal with something that can be very disconcerting.
我们发现我们要对面对一个令人不太安全的现实。
We may discover that the road to that deeper faith may take us through experiences that threaten to destroy our confidence in God.
我们会发现在灵命成长的过程中我们有时候必须要经历那会几乎让我们的信心失去的事情。
But,Disappointment with God is not a new phenomenon in the 21st century.
对神失望不是21世纪才有的事。
When we open the Bible, we often discover people there who had to deal with disappointment in God.
打开圣经我们就常常看到人对神失望的事。
But that disappointment, with God is often the gateway to a deeper understanding of who God is and what it is for us to put our trust in him.
但是对神的失望常常会变为一扇门，可以带我们走入对神更深刻的认识和了解，更知道什么是信靠神。
King David would not have known God as his rock and as his fortress had he not been hunted for 10 years.By King Saul in the mountains of En-Gedi.
倘若大卫没有在隐基底的群山中被扫罗王追杀十年，他就不会真正知道神如何是他的山寨和他的磐石。
And the Israelites would not have known God as their deliverer had they not been slaves in Egypt.
倘若以色列人没有在埃及为奴的话，他们又不会真正知道神是他们的拯救者。
In our Bible reading this morning, we met two women who were deeply disappointed in God.
在今天早晨的经文中，我们看到两位妇女，她们对神失望了。
But as we look at them and at their context, we can learn.
但是我们要仔细看一下和当时发生的背景，我们就会学习到。
And they can help us build a stronger confidence in God.
这个学习会让我们对神有更坚定的信心。
I loved hearing you read John 11, Men and Women, earlier.
我喜欢听你们男生和女生这样彼此交换的朗读《约翰福音》十一章。
And now we want to look at some of the things that you read up before.
我们再回去看这一章。
In John 11, the first six verses, we read this.
在前面六节这样讲。
Now, a man named Lazarus was sick.
有一个患病的人名叫拉撒路。
He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha.
住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。
This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair.
这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦她脚的。患病的拉撒路是他的兄弟。
So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick.
所以两姊妹就打发人去见耶稣说，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
And when he heard this, Jesus said,
耶稣听见就说，
This sickness will not end in death.
这病不至于死。
No, it is for God's glory, that God's Son may be glorified through it.
这乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
耶稣素来爱马大和他妹并拉撒路。
Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was two more days.
听见拉撒路病了，他仍在所居住之地待了两天。
That's the setting of our encounter with Jesus today.
这就是背景，今天我们在遇见神的时候。
Lazarus was very sick, sick unto death.
拉撒路已经病得要死。
Mary and Martha had known him for some time.
马大和玛利亚知道他很久了。
And they knew that he had great healing powers.
他们知道耶稣有很大的医病恩赐。
So they sent a messenger to find him in another part of the country.
所以他派人送信息给在远外的耶稣。
They wanted him to know that Lazarus, whom he loved, was very, very sick.
他们要耶稣知道，耶稣所爱的拉撒路非常病得要死了。
And they were confident that as soon as Jesus heard the news, he would immediately come.
在他们或许他们相信。耶稣一定听到这个消息后马上就会来。
They knew that they could count on their friend because they were sure of his love.
因为他们知道耶稣非常爱拉撒路，所以他们相信耶稣会马上赶来。
But Jesus knew that Mary and Martha and his disciples needed a deeper understanding of who he was.
但是耶稣知道他所爱的马大、玛利亚和他周围的门徒需要一个属灵晋升的功课。
So he delayed.
他耽搁了。
An important principle in life is that love permits pain.
在爱的是同时允许痛苦发生，这是一件很重要的人生信条。
We don't want it that way.
我们常常不希望这样发生。
We want to believe that if God truly loves us, He will not allow painful things to invade our lives.
我们更愿意神因着他的爱，不允许痛苦在我们生命中。
But this is not so.
但是事实不是这样。
God's love does not guarantee us a shelter from difficult experiences that are necessary for our spiritual growth.
因着神对我们的爱，他不会拦阻我们经历困难。
Love,
这种困难会帮助我们的灵命有所成长。
Love and delay are compatible.
爱和单言是彼此相容的。
Excuse me, I've just lost my place. I have to find it. Okay, hang on just a minute. Okay, thank you. Here. Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
他是有奖章的，基本上在安葬，稍微有点找不到。
If Jesus had rushed to Bethany as soon as he heard of Lazarus' illness,
如果耶稣在听到拉撒路生病后，马上就赶到伯大尼的话，
Mary and Martha would not have been suspended between hope and despair.
玛利亚和马大就不会在希望和绝望之间摇摆。
Hope that the one person who could help their brother would arrive in time.
一方面，他们希望那个爱他弟弟的人会能是及时的出现。
And despair that he would come too late.
但是同时又恐惧，这人出现晚的话，他们就会进入那种绝望。
They would have been spared the anguish of watching Lazarus sink into death.
他们希望自己不必看到拉撒路渐渐地走入死亡。
And they would have avoided the agony of those last moments before they closed his eyes and prepared his body for burial.
他们也希望不要经历为拉撒路合上双眼和预备他葬礼时的苦楚。
They would have forestalled the desolation of bereavement.
他们也期望可以不去经历失去亲人时的那种哀痛和无助。
But Jesus did not come.
但是耶稣没有来。
He purposely and lovingly let them experience desolation.
他有选择性的、故意的让他所爱的人经历那种苦楚。
He knew that neither they nor his disciples would learn what they needed to know about him and about God if he intervened too quickly.
耶稣知道，如果他及早快很快的介入的话，他所爱的人就学不到一个更深刻的神的功课。
Everything depended on getting the timing right.
很多时候，在合适的时间用合适的事情发生，是一件很重要的事。
And Jesus knew exactly what he was doing.
耶稣实在知道他在做什么。
When eventually he and his followers reached Bethany,
当他和他的门徒最后赶到伯大尼的时候，
he found that Lazarus had been buried in the tomb for 4 days.
拉撒路已经在坟墓里埋了四天。
Many Jews had come from Jerusalem to Bethany to mourn.
很多犹太人到了伯大尼来哀悼。
As you may know, Bethany is a small village just 2 miles from the capital, Jerusalem.
伯大尼离耶路撒冷首府只有2英里。
Jesus often came to Bethany to stay when he was in Jerusalem for the feasts.
当耶稣来到耶路撒冷参加各样的聚集的时候，他会在伯大尼过夜。
Most of his ministry was up in the northern part of the country.
耶稣很多的侍奉是在北边。
But at least 3 times every year, he came down to Jerusalem in the southern part of the country for the feasts.
所以每年大概有3次，耶稣会下南下来参加那时候各样的节期的庆祝。
And often when he came, he would stay in Bethany.
当他下到耶路撒冷时候，常常会住在伯大尼。
And now there were many Jews in Jerusalem who have walked the 2 miles to mourn in Bethany.
所以在伯大尼也很多人，这时候就走了2里路来到，来为拉撒路哀悼。
For a Jew, sympathy was the first of all duties.
对犹太人来说，同情心是他们应尽的首要职责。
And nothing was more important than expressing sorrow with the bereaved.
与哀痛的人同哭是他们很看为很重要的一件事。
And many of these mourners came and stayed for the full day, 7 days of deep mourning.
这些哀悼的人一定会，很多人他们都会待满哀痛的7天。
Now, on the fourth day after Lazarus had died, in the middle of this period of heavy mourning,
所以在拉撒路已经埋到第四天了，是在我们哀悼期的中间的时候。
Martha heard that Jesus was approaching the village.
马大听到耶稣来了。
Eastern custom said that she must stay in the house.
他们当时的习俗是妇女必须待在屋里。
But she violated that custom.
但是她违规了。
She went out to the road to meet him.
她走出家门去迎接耶稣。
And there on the road, she and Jesus had a conversation.
所以在迎接耶稣的路上，他和耶稣有了对话。
This was a remarkable conversation.
这段对话实在的美。
In it, Martha, when she heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed home.
马大去迎接耶稣，可是玛利亚留在家里。
Lord, Martha said to Jesus,
主啊。马大对耶稣说
If you had been here, my brother would not have died.
如果你早点来，我的弟弟就不会死。
But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask.
但是我知道，即使是现在，神也会给你你要要的发生的事情发生。
Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again.
耶稣对他说，你的兄弟一定会复活。
Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
马大说我知道在末后大家复活的日子他会复活。
Jesus said to her,
耶稣对他说
I am the resurrection and the life.
生命是我，复活也是我。
Anyone who believes in me will live even though they die.
信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
And whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
Do you believe this, Martha?
你信这话吗，马大？
Yes, Lord, she told him.
我当然信，马大说。
I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God who was to come into the world.
我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。
Martha's first statement was, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
马大第一句说的，如果你早点来，我的兄弟就不会死。
But she quickly went on to say,
但是马上他又说,
But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask.
但是我知道，即使现在你向求神求什么，神也必赐给你。
And at that point, Jesus turned her ideas toward resurrection.
就在这个时候，耶稣向他开启了复活的奥秘。
He said, "Your brother will rise again."
他说，你的兄弟会复活。
I think Martha was almost impatient when she answered Jesus.
我觉得马大当时已经有点不耐烦了。
She said, yes, I know he will rise again in the last day.
我知道知道当时最后众人都复活的时候他会复活。
She knew the truth.
他这个是真理。
She had the doctrine right.
他这个信条很正确。
But she didn't find comfort in the future tense.
但是这个信条对他现在的生活没有办法得到安慰。
Right then, she needed something more immediate than an event as far off as the last day.
他需要当时有一种介入，耶稣的介入，让他当时这样苦楚能够解除。
So the doctrine didn't comfort her in her sorrow.
所以那个信条，末后日子复活的信条，没有办法让他得到安慰。
Jesus saw that.And turned her idea of resurrection from the future into a present reality.
耶稣看到了，所以他对马大上了一个功课，就是让他把复活这个信条从将来搬到现在时。
He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
他说，我就是复活，我就是生命。
Resurrection is not just an event in the future.
复活不是将来才会发生的事。
It is in the very person of God the Son.
因为神的儿子他就是复活。
God is the one who can bring back to life what is dead.
神就是可以将起死回生的神。
God can bring back to life all that deadens us or makes us feel hopeless.
神可以将我们生命里一切让我们死去的，使我们绝望的东西变为生命的，有活力的。
He is the resurrection and the life.
因为他说了，他是复活，他是生命。
He is the author of life, and he is the destroyer of death.
他是生命的创造者，是死亡的摧毁者。
But Jesus went on in his conversation with Martha.
耶稣继续和马大说。
He said, anyone who believes in me, even though that person dies,
他说任何人只要信我虽然死了
that person who is believing in me will never die.
和活着信我的人都不会死
And then he asked, Martha, do you believe this?
然后他问马大你信吗
And she said, Lord, I believe you are the Christ.
马大说哦，是啊，我信你是基督。
You are the Son of God who was to come into the world.
你是神的儿子，来到世界的。
It is clear that even though her faith may have been imperfect,
我们可清楚地看到马大的对于神的信可能不那么完全。
She grasped the central truth on which it could grow.
但是她抓要了最主要的东西。
Jesus is God.
基督是神。
He is the one sent from the Father.
耶稣是神所赐的。
And if we have seen him, we have seen the Father.
如果我们看到耶稣，我们就看到了神。
All we need to know about God, we learn as we look at Jesus.
我们知道要学习认识神的时候，我们看耶稣就可以。
When Martha confessed, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
当马大说你是基督，是神的儿子的时候
，she had grabbed hold of this central and important truth.
她是紧紧抓住了这个主要的中心点。
But now, in John's Gospel, chapter 11, the story moves on.
然后我们在约翰福音十一章故事继续这样进行。
Martha returned to the house and she told her sister Mary, the master is here and is calling for you.
所以马大回到屋里见到玛利亚说耶稣来了他要见你。
Mary went out to meet Jesus.
玛利亚出来见耶稣。
And she fell down before him saying, Lord, if you had just been here, my brother would not have died.
见到耶稣他就跪下来哭说如果你早一点来我的弟弟就不至于死。
These were the same words that Martha had used.
这是马大也曾经说的话。
But Mary did not go on to say, I know even now that whatever you ask of God you will be given.
但是玛利亚却没有说即使你现在求神神也会要你赐给你你所要的。
Mary, in contrast to Martha, is so overwhelmed with grief.
与马大不太一样，玛利亚这时候悲痛更深。
She could not say what Martha had said and give word to her faith.
她都说不出像她姐姐马大说出的那样属灵的话。
And you can hear her hopelessness in her words.
从玛利亚的言语中，我们可以听出她的绝望。
Lord, if you had just been here, my brother would not have died.
主，你如果早一点来的话，我的弟弟就不至于死。
This is the Mary who had sat at Jesus' feet.
知道这是玛利亚，就是在耶稣脚前专心听道的玛利亚。
In Luke chapter 10, it looks as if Mary is the spiritual one.
在路加福音十章，我们都说玛利亚是那个很属灵的人。
And that Martha is the practical one busy with pots and pans.
马大是那个忙于做各样事情的人。
But here in John 11, we see something different.
但是在约翰福音十一章，我们看到一个不一样的景况。
We see that it is Martha who had grasped the central truth of who Jesus is.
这时候是马大有了神，耶稣是谁的这样一个真理。
And Mary, who could give vent only to her distress.
玛利亚只是陷在她的悲痛和绝望中。
But note how, let's see, I, Yeah. This is not moving. Oh, there. Note how Jesus adjusted to each person's need.
我们注意看，耶稣是在每个人的不同需要中服侍他们的。
With Martha, even in her mourning, Jesus spoke deep theological truth to her.
对于马大，当他还处在忧伤中的时候，耶稣就给了他一个很更深刻的神学真理。
With Mary, he sympathized.
对于玛利亚，他就是表示同情。
He met her where she was.
他表示对玛利亚感同身受。
And thus it is with each of us.
神对我们每一个人也是这样。
God starts with us where we are.
神会从我们现在所处的状况来帮助我们。
But he doesn't leave us there.
但是不就此为止。
Through our circumstances, he moves us to deeper levels of faith.
用我们每一天经历的，他要塑造出更有信心的我们。
But sometimes he allows us to go to a place of hopelessness before we're ready for a clearer understanding of who he is.
但有时他会允许我们进入那种绝望的感觉，要帮助我们更清楚地认识和经历他。
Some of you may be at some stage of hopelessness.
或许你们中间有些人正在经历那种绝望和无助。
There's something you need to pray about.
有些事情你应该是为他祷告的。
But you've stopped, at least with any sense of expectation.
但是因着绝望，你停止祷告了，或者祷告时已经不再希望你所祷告的事情能够真正的发生。
For others, you may feel resigned that you will never become what you once dreamed you could be.
对有些人，或许你们已经变得消极了，你们觉得自己不可能再成为你们曾经梦想想成为的人。
Or that you'll never have opportunities to minister in ways you once hoped.
或许你觉得自己没有再没有机会像原来那样服侍人。
Or that your health, or your spouse, or your kids, or your finances might never change.
或者你的身体状况，你的配偶，你的孩子，你的经济状况永远不会改变了。
The reality is that God is every bit as sovereign over your situation as he was with his friends in Bethany 2,000 years ago.
但是事实是，我们的神眷顾你们每一刻的生活，就像他在约翰福音中十一章眷顾他伯大尼的朋友那样。
Perhaps he's taken you to this place to provide you with a clearer understanding of who he is.
或许神真的是让你经历现在的苦楚，是要给你一个更深刻的神学真理。
It's when we are hopeless that the God of hope can become real to us in ways we could never have imagined.
当我们进入这种绝望的时候，还会真正学习到神是如此的可以比我们想象的更加真实，更加可以信靠。
So the stage was now set.
好，这就是现在故事进行到这里。
Four days had passed since Lazarus had died.
拉撒路已经死了四天了。
Now, the usual burial place was a cave in the side of a hill.
当时他们埋葬的风俗是在山的洞里面。
People had cut shelves in the two sides and the back of the cave into the rock.
在山洞里，人会打造出两个椅子。
And then a groove is carved into the ground in front of the opening to the cave.
所以在洞的门前呢，会挖出一个槽。
And a large circular stone is placed in that groove.
然后一个很大的圆形的石头会成为这个门。
So that the stone can be rolled across the cover of the front of the cave.
所以这个圆的石门就可以这样在那个洞前被打开或者关上。
For the Jews, it was very important that that cave be sealed well.
对犹太人来说，把这个坟墓呢，石的坟墓封好是一件很重要的事情。
They believed that the spirit of the dead person hovered around that tomb for the first four days.
他们相信人死后呢，且那四天，他们的灵魂都会在那个坟墓之间游荡。
They thought that the spirit was trying to get back into the body of the dead person.
他们有时候会像觉得说，这个灵魂会想再进入这个身体。
But after 4 days, they left.
但是四天之后，这个灵魂就会离开。
They were sure that the body was too decayed for the spirit to recognize it.
他们觉得四天之后，这个身体已经开始要腐烂，这灵魂就不会愿意。
Now we see Jesus with Mary and Martha and the mourners going to the cave.
好，现在耶稣、马大、玛利亚和那些哀痛的人来到这个门，坟墓前。
And Jesus, oh, there's something wrong with my little thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe to
you.
Let's
see. The computer's down. The reality.
I'm thinking the sensor is blocked. Is it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm asking the computer to on the table so the sensor can sense it more better.
Ah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Jesus is now standing with the group in front of the cave.
好，耶稣现在和一群人站在坟墓门口。
And in John 11:33 and also verse 38, we note this.
在约翰福音十一章的三十三和三十八节
，That Jesus groaned or was deeply moved as he met Mary and later stood before the tomb.
耶稣见到玛利亚和他站在门前的时候，两次讲到耶稣心里悲叹。
But the Greek word translated groaned or deeply moved really means that Jesus shuddered in indignation.
但是希腊原文在这两处的意思是表示说耶稣当时气愤的要颤抖。
Indignation at what?
耶稣为什么气愤呢？
Jesus stood there as the Lord of life.
作为生命的主，耶稣站在那里。
But he was now face to face with all the effects of the fall.
面对着人类堕落的后果。
Death, human misery, and broken hearts.
就是死亡、无助和心碎。
There standing before the tomb, he had come into the world to deliver us from death.
耶稣来到这个世界上是让我们从罪的捆绑中拯救出来。
But the final conquest of death would come only when he passed through death.
但是最终让我们能够胜过死亡的这个结果是要通过耶稣自己亲自经历死亡才能完成。
The Lord of life would have to taste death's bitterness.
生命的主必须亲自经历死亡。
Jesus shuddered at the consequences of sin.
耶稣为罪的后果和人类的离别之苦颤抖。
At the pain of alienation.
看到人类痛苦而战斗。
He shuddered with indignation that any of this had to happen.
他为这些所有这些事情要这样发生而气愤。
And then, as you read the text this morning, you saw that Jesus spoke 4 times.
今天早晨我们读到的经文，看到耶稣说了四句话，在那之后。
Before that tomb, the first thing he spoke was to the mourners.
第一次他对哀痛的人说。
He said, take away the stone.
他说把石头拿开。
Now, he could have told the stone to roll away without human help.
他可以命令石头离开。
But he gave that task to the bystanders.
但是他还是让旁观的人来亲手做了那事。
And you remember as you read the story,
如果你记得我们今天读的故事。
When Jesus said, roll away the stone, what Martha said.
当耶稣说把石头挪开的时候，马大说什么
？Martha said, "Oh Lord, no! There's a terrible stench. He's been dead for more than 4 days."
哦，不要不要，人已经要在里面臭掉了，发味道了。
We can't do this.
不要这样做。
But Jesus looked at her and said, "Martha, didn't I just tell you that if you believe, you will see God's miracle?"
但是耶稣对马大说。我刚才不是告诉你吗？如果你真的信，你就会看到神的信实和奇迹。
So we see the people rolling the stone away from the opening to the tomb.
所以我们看到人就把这个石门挪开了。
The second time that Jesus spoke, he spoke to God. The first time to the mourners, the second time to God.
So, 第一次耶稣对哀痛的人说，第二次他是对神说。
And he thanked God that God had heard him.
他是感谢父神已经听见他的祷告。
Thank you for that you have heard me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they might believe that you have sent me.
耶稣说，但是我说这话是为了周围站着的众人，让他们知道是你父神亲自差我来的。
So Jesus has spoken to the mourners. Jesus has spoken to God. It was now time for him to speak to the dead man.
好，耶稣对哀痛的人说了，也对天父说了。好，现在他要对这个死人讲话。
Lazarus, come forth.
拉撒路出来吧。
By the way, I loved it when you men read that verse.
我真的很喜欢你们弟兄刚才读那节经文。
You shouted it, some of you.
你们是嚷出来的那句话。
That's what Jesus did.
耶稣当时就是这样说的。
Lazarus, come forth!
拉撒路出来。
Okay.
好。
Imagine the astonishment of the crowd.
你可以想象当时众人的震惊。
Falling back and awestruck as the dead man stumbled out.
当缠着裹尸布的拉撒路跌跌绊绊地从里面出来的时候，他们一定会被吓得后退半步。
His hands and his feet were still bound by the grave clothes with the strips of linen for burial.
拉撒路的手脚还是被裹尸布裹着。
And at that, we hear Jesus speaking for the fourth time again to the mourners.
然后我们听到耶稣讲的第四句话。
They said, he said, loose him and let him go.
他向众人说，打开裹尸布，让他走。
He's got the burial cloth over his head.
他就全身都被裹着呢。
His hands and his feet are tied.
他的手脚都裹在那里，
动不了。Untie him.
把打开他们嘛。
Loose him.
把他打开。
So that he can walk.
让他行走。
But I also believe that the gasping bystanders had to touch Lazarus to see for themselves that he was not a ghost.
我想当时的人一定想要摸摸拉撒路，证明他不是一个鬼魂。
Lazarus lived only to die at a later time again.
当然拉撒路活过来了，最后还是死去了。
The Bible doesn't tell us about that.
圣经没有告诉我们拉撒路下一次是什么时候死去。
Perhaps another time the two sisters had to carry their brother's body to the tomb.
下一次或许他的兄妹，他的两个姐姐还是要把他的尸体抬到坟墓里。
But if you believe in a God of resurrection,
但是如果我们相信一个复活的神的话，
You can face the cemetery and know that even out of death comes life.
你可以面对坟墓，宣告在死亡里还有复活。
When Yalian introduced me,
今天当我来介绍她的时候，
She mentioned that I was in my 80s.
她说我八十多岁了。
My husband is 87.
我先生八十七了。
And I will soon be 83.
我马上就八十二。
We know we face the cemetery.
八十三，呀，我想我们都会很离坟墓不远了。
But we can face whatever lies ahead because we know that out of death God brings life.
但是我们可以勇敢地面对前面的坟墓，因为我们知道神将从死亡里带出生命。
It is for this reason that Paul could write to the Romans in Romans, what's the reference?
Next one.
Romans 15:13.
所以保罗可以对罗马人，罗马的基督徒在十五章十三节这样讲。
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him.
愿那赐希望的神将他的希望满满的赐给你们。
So that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
使信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们，使你们藉着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
This is the God of hope who comes to us in power.
这就是神他的希望靠着他的大能来放在我们心中的。
He comes when we feel hopeless about anything in our lives.
当我们觉得无助的时候，神就会把希望带给我们。
Events, relationships, our future, whatever.
当我们对人际关系、对事情、对未来失望的时候，神将从那里带出希望。
We see the God of hope clearly in Jesus Christ.
从主耶稣基督的身上，我们清楚地看到这位赐希望的主。
He lifts us out of hopelessness and despair.
他能够使我们脱离无助和绝望。
He does it not by giving us lives untouched by pain.
他不会拦阻我们，让我们不经历这种苦楚。
But by giving us a deeper understanding of who He is and what He is doing in and through us.
但是他要通过我们所各样的经历，让我们更深刻地认识他是谁，在我们和他在我们里面和在我们周围所正在做的工作。
Friday evening, we looked at the hopeless exiles in Babylon.
星期五的晚上，我们一起看了巴比伦，犹太人被掳到巴比伦的时候的绝望。
To them, the prophet Jeremiah was blunt.
对他们来说，耶利米先知的话实在唐突。
You sinned, and it will take a lot to get that habit of sin out of your lives.
你们得罪了神，神要用很长的时间把那个罪习从你们身上剔除出来。
So you're now in exile, he told them.
所以你们现在还被掳在邻国里。
But he also cited God's promise.
但是耶利米同时也宣告了神的应许。
I know the plans I have for you.
神耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念。
Plans to prosper you and not to harm you.
是那降赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
Plans to give you hope and a future.
要在你们的末后有指望。
For them, even in exile, this was the message.
所以即使在被掳的人群中，在被掳的时间里，这就是他们的希望。
Don't wallow in despair, he said.
不要一直陷在绝望里，他说。
I have a long-range plan for your redemption.
我对你们的计划，我对你们的拯救有一个长远的计划。
I will restore you to your homeland.
我会将你们重新带回你们的家园。
Regardless whatever you think right now, the situation is far from hopeless.
无论你现在感觉自己的状况如何，知道你现在的状况远远离绝望很远。
Why?
为什么？
Because God is making all things new.
因为神正在改变一切，更新一切。
Did you hear that?
你听到吗？
God is making all things new.
神正在更新一切。
He may take us into difficult places to help us let go of old ideas.
他或许会让我们经历一些困难，以使我们摆脱那束缚我们的。
Or old ways of thinking,
一些老观念、老想法
or old traditions that bind us,
或一些束缚我们的老的传统
but that is necessary to prepare us for the new.
但是这些就是预备我们进入新开始的预备阶段
new beginnings,
一个新的开端
or new ways of thinking,
新的想法
Or new aspirations.
新的开启
Or new commitments.
和新的委身
God is busy in you and me.
神正在你我身上做工
He's preparing us for all things new.
他正在预备我们迎接那崭新的未来
We have hope from the God of hope.
我们有希望，因为神是赐希望的神。
He is the true and faithful God who is committed to our welfare.
他是真正可以信靠、十分信实的神，而且他爱我们，关心我们每一天的生活。
We also have Christ within.
我们有耶稣在我们里面活。
He is the one who is the resurrection and the life.
他说了，他是复活，是生命。
He is the guarantee of the fulfillment of God's great purpose for our lives.
他会保证让我们活出神给我们的命定的生活。
As Paul reminded the Roman Christians,
就像保罗对罗马基督徒这样讲的，
Hope never proves to be an illusion because it is founded on the love of God.
他说盼望将永远不会落空，因为这盼望是建立在爱的基础上的。
When our hope is in the God of hope, it cannot turn to dust and ashes.
如果我们把盼望寄托在神身上的时候，我们的盼望就永不落空。
God's everlasting love is backed by his everlasting power.
神用他永远的能力赐给我们这样永远的爱。
And because God is God,
因为神是自己是神，
we can always be certain,
我们可以坚定的信靠，
that we're not just at the mercy of our situations.
我们现在所处的环境不是决定我们未来的重要因素。
No, the God of hope is sovereign and wise.
No, 不是。那赐希望的神，他是全然掌权的，而且他智慧无比。
And he's working all things together for our good.
他会将万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So take heart.
所以刚强壮胆吧。
We can survive when the roof falls in.
我们即使房顶塌了，也还可以存活。
We can even thrive by the power and the presence of God with us.
我们更加可以靠着神的同在和大能得到兴盛。
Yesterday we talked about Emmanuel.
昨天我们讲到
神 God, God with us.
神与我们同在，这个 Emmanuel 这个字。
Do you believe that God is with you?
你真正相信神与你同在吗？
Do you know that?
你知道吗？
Yes, yes, yes. I see you nodding heads.
看到很多人在点头。
This is good.
实在太好了。
Because whatever you go through, you can have hope.
因为不论你在经历什么，你可以仍旧有那盼望。
Take heart.
刚强壮胆吧。
Trust God.
信靠神。
Move forward.
继续往前走。
You are covered by His love, His presence, and power.
他的爱，他的大能和他的同在。
Let us pray.
遮蔽你。
Let us, Lord, how can we give thanks for all that you have done for us?
Oh, 神啊，我们何等才能献上感恩，能够说你在我们生命中奇妙的作为呢？
We sang it this morning.
我们今天唱了感恩的诗。
The poor can say, "I am rich."
贫穷的人可以说我得富足。
The weak can say, I am strong.
软弱的人可以宣告，我靠着你刚强。
We do this because of who you are.
我们之所以能够宣告，是因为你自己。
Because of your everlasting love.
是因为你那永远的爱。
Because of your power.
因着你的大能。
And because of your grace through Jesus Christ.
因着你赐耶稣基督的恩惠。
So we give thanks.
所以我们献上感恩。
That thanks comes from our grateful hearts.
这个感恩从我们心的深处发出。
And it rises to your throne.
愿它能够高举到你宝座前。
Through the mercy of our Savior Jesus Christ.
通过我们的救主耶稣基督。
In whose name we pray.
我们祷告。
Amen.